No, Denise isn't here yet. Her plane gets in at 6:30. Would you like to leave a message? Okay. I will tell my daughter that the big K called. Yes, sir. Do you spell that K-A-Y or just K? All right. Yes, Denise's mother, the big M, will tell her daughter, the little D, that you call Mr. K. Oh, chow babe to you, too.
Hey.
Oh, Claire.
Yes, yes.
Tulips, yes. Denise's yes. favorite flowers.
Well, listen, my daughter coming home to spend a little time with us bought her some flowers, my college daughter.
That's very sweet of you.
Yes, and guess what else? Check it out. Up in the attic, her old teddy bear, remember? I found it and decided to have it professionally cleaned and groomed. She is going to love this, and I think I'm going to qualify for Parent of the Year.
You're going to have to get past me, Dr. Dad. I am not going to be outdone. For homecoming dinner, Denise is having spaghetti with meatballs with beans and franks on the side. Mm. 3 different kinds of garlic bread. Thank you. Pizza, appetizers, and for dessert, sushi and french fries.
I see.
Now then, right. I am ready for the Mother of the Century Award.
Yes, you are. May I have a little taste of it?
Well, no, sweetheart, because you see, this is for Denise, and this is for you. No sign of Denise yet?
Nope.
Oh, her taxi must have gotten caught in traffic.
Well, I sure wish she would hurry because I want to eat, and then I'm going to take her down to Blue Note to see Clark Terry.
I thought we should go skate in Rockefeller Center. She likes that. Mm,
are you kidding? We can do that, and then we can catch the midnight show at the Blue Note.
If we do all that, we won't be home before 2 in the morning.
Hey, if you're going to be Parent of the Century, then you better learn how to hang out. Partay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
We're friends of Denise. Oh, yes. You went to high school together.
That's right.
Oh, come in. Have a seat.
Thanks. Denise told us to meet her here at 6:30.
Really? Well, as soon as Denise gets here, the family was going to sit down and have dinner.
Well, don't worry about us. We've already eaten.
Uh-huh. Close the door, Cliff.
Oh. Hey, you know, I remember you guys from high school. I was a sophomore when you were seniors.
Yeah.
I look a lot different now, don't I?
Not really.
Come on, Dad, open the door.
Who are you?
I flew over to Holland and picked these for you.
They're so beautiful.
Have you lost weight? You must have.
I swear.
And me bargain.
Guys, hold it!
going to take us forever to catch up while Denise is
home. I heard that.
I heard that Colette and Gracie are going to be at the Soochow Gardens tonight. Let's go meet them later.
I haven't been there since high school.
Soochow Gardens? I've been dreaming about that place. Let's go now.
Oh, right. Denise, wait. I made a big dinner for us to have here. Spaghetti, meatballs, beans, and Franks.
Oh, you did. I didn't know, Mom. Okay, you guys are going to have to count me out.
Oh, I know.
It would have been so much fun.
Yeah. Denise, I could always save you some spaghetti sauce, honey. Why don't you go with your friends, have a good time? Is this all right with you?
Yeah, it's more sauce for me. Well, not for me. I'm having a big salad myself. But anyway, look, tomorrow night is family night, all right? You're going to spend time with us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's go, Big Al.
Okay, great. Hey, how did everybody do on their midterms?
Okay.
But hey, so what?
No, Denise is not up yet. All right, Rick, you are number 18. All right, here you go, and your number? Fine. Thank you very much, Rick. Take care of yourself. What? This is Denise's answering service, okay? I'm a father, okay? So don't wait for the beep. Now, you got something to say? Steve! Steve, my man Steve. Well, Steve, goodness gracious. Let's see, Steve, you were the fourth person to call. Then you were the fifth person to call. Then you were the 11th person to call. Then you were the 14th person to call, Steve. And now you are number 19, Steve. But I like you a lot, Steve. You know why? Because you are polite, man. You say yes, sir, no, sir. And you seem to be smiling on the phone. Huh? You're calling from Florida? All these times you called? From, were you in Florida every time? Really? What school are you in? Medical school? Oh, podiatrist? Ooh. Just stay right there, Steve. I'm going up and wake up for you, all right? All right, now if I hurt myself, you take care of my feet for free? Bless you, Steve. I'm gone now. Oh, my man, Steve. Say! Denise? Denise? Denise?
I don't want to get up now, Sam.
Sam? Who is Sam?
Oh, come on.
No, this is not Hillman.
Oh.
It is 3:00 in the afternoon.
It is?
Yes.
Will you wake me up at 3:30, please?
No, because there's a nice young fellow's on the phone called all the way from Florida.
Oh, it's not Steve, is it?
The one and only.
Daddy, tell him I'm not here.
No, I told him you were.
Come on, Dad, say anything. Just get rid of him.
No, this is my friend Steve.
You don't understand what Steve is like. No woman at Hillman is safe with him. Guy's a motor mouth.
Motor mouth?
Yeah, if he goes out with you, no matter what happens, he tells everyone he scored.
Oh, well, then my man Steve has moved from number 19 to zero.
Hi, honey. We've been waiting for you all day.
You have?
Yes, we're going shopping. I'm going to this party tonight, and I need a new dress, and I want you to help me pick it out.
Oh, sounds like fun. Yeah. Give me a few minutes to get ready. Oh, shoot, I can't go. My friends made plans for me.
What plans?
Well, they rented out this pizza parlor in the village. A little welcome home party for me. They even hired a band.
Ooh, outrageous.
Yeah.
Well, so, honey, go with your friends and have fun. We can pick out a dress by ourselves.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Sure, it's no problem.
Okay. Vanessa, I promise I'll be back in time to help you get ready, okay?
Okay, I'd love that.
Okay.
Okay.
Have fun.
See you later,
sweetheart. You too.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, man, Steve is taken care of. I just moved his motor mouth to neutral.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, now who is Sam?
Sam.
When I woke you up over there, you said, Sam, and I want to know why Sam is able to get into bed and wake you up.
I know, Dad. Sam's just a friend.
Yeah, well, how friendly a friend?
Dad. Sam is short for Samantha, okay? She's just a girl in my dorm.
Well, I want to see a picture of Sam. Hello? No, I don't know where Denise is. No, I'm not going to check for you, and I'm not taking any messages. I don't know where she is. Oh, wait a minute, Larry. She just... you know, some of my children look so much alike, man. I thought that was Denise, you know, but it really isn't Denise. So, you want to get... Okay, I'll take a message. I don't know when she'll be back,
never,
huh?
Never.
She's not coming back anymore. I just remember. She's, you know what? I think she may have gone off to get married in Iceland. A fellow came by... Well, if she comes... Okay, where are you? You're with David, and you guys are at the Melrose
David.
Restaurant. All right, well, wait, she just got divorced, Larry.
Hi. Sometimes my dad is just such a kidder. Look, I can't make dinner tonight. No, I'm gonna spend the day with my family. Yeah. How about brunch tomorrow? Okay, tell David I said hi. Tomorrow, 11. Okay, bye-bye.
I cannot believe that you're going to give up an evening with David to spend an evening with Daddy.
Yes. I told all my friends that I haven't spent any time with my family.
Yes, yes, good, good.
So they're all going to come over here tonight.
Well, that's all right with me. That's all right with me.
And we're going to watch videos, and you and Mom can join us if you want.
Hey, man, I'll take anything.
Yeah?
Oh, yes, yes, indeed.
What if one of the movies is a cowboy movie?
Could it be Six Guns to Glory starring Colt Kirby?
Definitely.
I'll tell you what, you make out a list of the videos you and your friends want to watch, and I'll go get them.
Okay, I'll do it right now.
All right. Go to Six Guns to Glory, Colt Kirby. You know, it's nice to have you home. Colt Kirby said, throw down that box. I said, throw down...
Hello, Daddy.
What's the matter?
You're not going to the party in that dress.
Why not?
Because it's not a whole dress.
Sure it is, Dad. This is the way I bought it.
You did not buy that dress that way. You took that dress and then went upstairs and did some tailoring to it.
Dad, I didn't. You can ask Mom.
Ask Mom? Your mother wouldn't even let you try on a dress like that, let alone buy one.
Dad, I'm telling you, just ask her.
I'm going to catch you in the lie now, Sporty. Claire!
Yes!
Come on down here, dear.
Okay.
Dad, you're not going to stop me from wearing this, are you?
I'm not going to say a thing. When your mother sees it, that's it.
Yes, sir.
There it is right there.
Oh, she's beautiful, isn't she? Denise helped her with her hair.
I'm not talking about her hair. I'm talking about the dress, dear.
Yeah, isn't it fabulous?
No.
As soon as we saw that dress in the store, I knew it was perfect for this party.
Dear, the dress doesn't have any straps.
So?
Okay, obviously some people around here have lost their mind. You see, there's nothing around here. Now, this child will start to do one of these dances, and this dress is not going to hold her.
Yeah.
I'm very, very serious. You start to bobbing up and down, and I don't think that this dress will contain her abilities.
Please.
Dad.
No, I'm serious.
Dad, this dress was designed for dancing. I'll be fine.
Prove it.
How?
Jump up and down. serious.
Oh, come
Jump up and down.
Oh, stop it.
No, I'm serious. Jump up and down. Come on, here.
Claire.
Please. Jump up and down.
Jump up and down, Vanessa.
That's right.
Okay. How high?
This high. Just jump up and down like this. I'll be satisfied. Okay, now, you know, do it. Come on. Come on. Come on. No, no, no. You know how you all dance. You all like they do on TV. Come on. Now, wait. Just wait 1 second. Now, bend over and touch your toes.
Now, that is enough. Vanessa, get your shawl. Come on.
Thank you, Mom.
Well, do me one favor now. You stay there until she's had at least 3 of those thing dances.
I will.
Right. If anything falls out, you put it back in there and bring her right on.
I will.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Faith.
I would like you to meet my friend Gwen.
Hi.
Hi.
She's just dropping me off, but I told her she had to come in and meet my big sis.
Is my little brother behaving himself?
Of course. Theo's a gentleman. Well, I gotta get going. Theo, I'll see you tomorrow night.
You got it. See you later, Gwen.
So, Theo, you didn't give Gwen your cold, did you?
No, I didn't, Denise.
Well, little brother, you must have some wicked moves to have a good-looking girl like that driving you around.
He pays for the gas.
Oh, the girl like Gwen, you don't run out of gas.
Denise, can I see you in the kitchen for a second?
Sure.
Now.
I'm coming. What's the matter?
Denise, I'm hurt.
What?
What you said out there to me was insulting and demeaning.
What are you talking about? I was just joking, you know, a little teasing from your sis.
Yeah, but I don't like it.
What do you expect? I come home from college and my brother walks in with this love goddess.
Love goddess?
Come on, she's gorgeous.
Denise, I'll have you know I am not going out with Gwen because of her looks.
Oh, you're not?
No, I'm attracted to her inner beauty. She happens to be an outstanding human being and very intelligent. You know, she's going to major in physics at Duke.
Well, I'm impressed, but physics aside, Theo, you've got to admit, she is good looking.
So what? I mean, can I be involved in a relationship that's based on mutual respect and emotional maturity? You see, that's what I have with Gwen. We care for each other as people.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings. I guess I was just talking to you like you were the old Theo I used to know.
Well, maybe I've changed since you've been gone.
I guess you have. But come on, tell me the truth. There's got to be an ounce of you that's just slightly physically attracted to her.
Well, a little bit. But yeah. I try not to let that part mess with my mind.
Oh, good. I hope I can meet someone with that attitude.
Well, I wish you luck, because there are not that many of us around.
I know.
All right, you. Throw down that box.
Ha ha! Did you hear that?
Throw down that box.
Ha ha! Just let me stop it 1 second. See. Throw down that box, see? This was the first Western that they ever said that line, throw down that box. Now, Stubbles McGee, he was the first cowboy to do what would be called intellectual pictures, and he did a line which was, throw down that trunk, if you will. See, now, his movies were really like intellectual things, but throw down the box was some mean stuff.
Well,
there's
Dad,
another part,
why
huh?
don't we save the best for last, huh?
Okay, well, what do you want to watch now?
Well, let's watch Brains on the Table.
Yeah.
Brains on, I don't understand Brains on the Table.
Davey Herbeck is a scream. This is the funniest concert film I've ever seen.
He's very hip.
Davey Herbeck.
Mm-hmm. Mom, come on, we're gonna watch the first video.
Come on, I'm coming. What are we watching?
Brains on the Table.
What's that?
That's Davey Herbeck, dear. He's a scream.
And
you're gonna be hip when you finish watching this.
With his brains on the table, it's the mechanical maniac himself, Dangerous Davey Herbeck!
Thank you. Thank you, androids. Oh, I'm losing my mind!
have up here? It's my little toy train set. Who wants to hear it go choo-choo? I hate trains. The noise is destroying my brain cells. Okay, Mr. Train, I'd like to say hello to our good friend, Mr. Sledgehammer. I'm losing my mind. I'm losing my mind. I'm losing my mind. I love it.
Hey, Dad, we were watching that.
He is going back to the video store.
But, Dad, I'm losing my mind!
That's just the reason why I'm taking him back to the video store. Don't you all have something else better to do?
We're waiting for Denise to come home.
Yeah, we've hardly seen her all weekend.
Well, no one has, really. You know, and she better be back here shortly because her ride is coming in another 5 minutes.
Hi, everybody. I'm late. I still have to pack. Bye.
Sweetheart, did Denise just come through here?
I don't know what it was, dear. The door opened and then it closed and something was mumbling and there was some hair flying this way.
Oh, that's a shame. It's almost time for her to leave. We didn't have a chance to sit down and talk with her or anything.
Hey, what's wrong with Denise? She almost knocked me down in the hallway.
Her ride is coming in a minute. She's in a hurry.
She was hardly at home.
I think that since she didn't have enough time to really visit with us, that we should not have enough time to say goodbye to her.
Yeah.
That's a good idea, Dad.
Yeah, let's get busy, everybody. Come on, when Denise comes downstairs, no matter what she does, don't anybody pay her any attention.
I'm gonna meet Jamie outside to save some time. Anyone wanna wait outside with me? Hello, I'm leaving.
Bye.
Bye, is that all you have to say? Come on, Rudy, give me a hug.
Too busy.
Vanessa?
Not now, Denise, have a good hand.
Theo, come on.
Hey, Denise, I'll catch you next time around.
Mom, what's going on here?
Honey, please, I'm trying to balance my checkbook.
Yeah, I'm going away to college.
So have a nice trip.
Where's Dad?
He's in the kitchen. Dad! Denise is leaving!
See you later, homie!
Mom, I'm your daughter, remember? Come on, you guys, I'm your sister. I grew up in this house with you for 18 years. I go away to college, months at a time. How can you treat me like this?
Honey, please, keep it down.
Oh, I know what's going on here. You guys are pulling a little trick on me, right? Yeah? Please, this has got to be a trick. Okay. Bye, family. Come on, please, someone say goodbye. Okay, I just want to say one thing. It's not my fault that I have a lot of friends. You know, when I come home, they expect to see me too. They miss me too. Come on, you guys, someone say something.
Hey, Denise, when'd you get home?
Ha ha ha.
Bye.
Goodbye, Denise. Goodbye. Did you think you were losing your mind?
Show was taped before a studio audience.